a word for you from 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 5. Then David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said to Nathan, "As the Lord lives, the man who has done this deserves to die." Well, David, this is exactly what your sentence should be, as Nathan then says to him. Nathan has used, through the wisdom of God, a story that would touch any heart, even the heart of a sinner, even the heart of a sinning king. Yes, this was David's greatest fall. He's done everything possible to try and cover his sin. And if you know the story in chapter 11, he thought he was now safe because Uriah the husband was dead. He had married the wife. And now David has to listen to the story, a very touching story, about the poor man whose only lamb was taken away by the rich man. And look at how it rouses emotion, because the way that Nathan said it, he said the poor man had nothing but this little ewe lamb, and he brought it up with his children. It used to eat of his morsel and drink from his cup and lie in his arms and was like a daughter to him. Doesn't that touch the heartstrings of any person, no matter how hardened their hearts are? Well, that was the very thing that God wanted to happen in David. He wanted to see his foolish anger at the sin of others instead of anger at his own sin. So David pronounces judgment. And when he hears what this rich man had done, he says he must die. And his anger is kindled against the man. Well, whether the story of the rich man and the poor man and the ewe lamb is all true, whatever it was, it certainly touched David as God intended it to happen. And so at the moment of his fury, Nathan then says, "You are the man." It's in verse 7. And those are God's words, not Nathan's own words, but God had instructed him to come like this. God knew how to get back to his servant David and bring him to repentance. And it was at this point, when he realized that he was the sinning man, that he came back to God and confessed his sin. Have you ever seen your own sin and had your own anger kindled against yourself instead of against others?